Secretly, they were all pleased to have something useful to do again. Beth and Amy put cups and plates on the table while Joe and Meg got the breakfast. Then Meg took some tea and an egg up to Mrs. March. The tea was too strong, and the egg was burned. Mrs. March did not complain, but she laughed to herself afterwards. Joe decided to invite Lori to dinner. "There's meat and vegetables and plenty of potatoes," she told Meg. "And we can have strawberries, and then coffee." Her mother said she did not mind at all because she was going out for dinner. Joe did her best, but the potatoes were still hard in the middle. The vegetables were cooked too long and fell to pieces, and the meat was burned black. The strawberries were not ready for eating, and she put salt on them instead of sugar. Unfortunately, this was not discovered until Lori began eating them. He pretended everything was all right, but Amy took a spoonful and ran from the table. "What's wrong?" said Joe. Meg and Lori told her. "Oh, no," said Joe. Then she saw Lori start to smile, and she began to laugh. Soon, everyone was laughing with her. "What a terrible day," said Joe, after they had cleared everything away. Mrs. March returned home later. "Have you enjoyed your week of all play and no work, girls? Or do you want another week of it?" she said.
"I don't," said Joe.
"Nor do I," shouted the others.
"Mother, did you go out and leave us just to see how we would manage?" asked Meg.
"Yes," said Mrs. March.
"I wanted you to see that being comfortable depends on us all helping each other and not just thinking of ourselves. Isn't it better to have time for play and time for work, and to make each day useful and enjoyable?"
"Oh, it is, Mother, it is," said the girls.
Some days later, all four girls went on a picnic with Lori and his tutor, Mr. Brooke, and some other young people. Sally Gardner and her English friend, Miss Kate Vaughan, were among them. It was a sunny day, and they had their picnic on a hill under some trees. After the meal, most of the young ladies and gentlemen played games, but Miss Kate sat under a tree and began to draw. Meg watched while Mr. Brooke lay on the grass beside her with a book, which he did not read.
"I wish I could draw," said Meg.
"Why don't you learn?" replied Miss Kate. She was a little older than the other girls and was very much the fashionable young lady.